For a long time, I've thought of this poem, and I don't know how to do this moral number. Any moral number I've got seems to be every moral person's moral number. The poetry of witness is for whom? The people who stick little things in people's eyes and turn them around into the center of their brains? Are they the one reading the poems? Or is it me feeling good about looking at it because I'm in a position of superiority? So I feel a kind of strange mixture in writing a poem to where I sort of have a superior moral understanding. But this is something that has plagued me for a long time. Two images. A childhood friend of mine, Billy Don Bolden, when he was 15 years old, was caught in a sexual act out in the woods by a white game warden in Alabama. And some kind of scuffle ensued in which the game warden was killed. And Billy Don Bolden tried to get away in the game warden's car and was convicted of a first-degree murder and was about to be tried for rape. And he did not do the death penalty. And I imagine he did kill the man. And I can imagine also the difficulty of that peculiar situation. I knew the guy. I knew he's not a killer. He's a guy who's probably glad to be having sex out in the woods, but he certainly did not mean to get into a scuffle. And it's plagued me all my life, his position. He's finally out of jail now. But I remembered one other thing, and which was that my mother used to be in the Ladies Home Missionary Society, and they were always feeling good about being, I think, missionaries and helping the poor people in Africa. And I remember being tired and being outside and playing and coming into the house when a slideshow of a missionary. When I get down to the bottom of things, it was a dark green, stiff-billed soldier's cap stamped with the white numerals of one of the enigmatic insignia of the Alabama National Guard. Why keep it now? The boy who wore it, Billy Don Bolden, has been a man out of prison for a long time. We used to play a fast hide-and-seek in the woods just south of the house where the Ladies' Home Missionary Society sipped iced tea as they watched slides of African children spraddling to scoop handfuls of ants into their mouths. Just once I brought him thirsty inside the house, and the good ladies, taking in the darkness of his nappy head, looked so aghast you would have thought one of the heathens had stepped down naked from the white bedsheet they were using as a screen and now was debating whether to eat their earrings or their ears. You know what it is to be it, don't you? Since I drove up toward a cemetery with a girl and we lay down half naked and rose up naked with the horns blaring and the long row of headlights shining in our eyes, I've studied to memorize the ground rules in the South. One, God's watching all the time. Two, every cemetery hides a church. It's always the same with the two naked bodies. One moment alone in the darkness and the next, two families in convention at the 10 upturned toes. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, aunts, uncles, infamous and demented cousins like patriots appraising every possible outcome of every possible war. Or certain familiar verses of the national anthem that the singer cannot quite bring to the tongue. The time machine that changes the ludicrously tragic to the mildly preposterous will arrive in 20 minutes. If luck holds, no one mentions marriage or pulls a gun. But if you're 15 and black and a white game warden comes on you with a white girl in the woods in Alabama in 1964, one of the things that might happen is murder. If the white man's dead and you're caught in his car with a gun, the jury takes less than an hour and you're building years, lollygagging and jawing over the cafe au lait in one of the bistros of Kilby Prison before the time machine turns into a bus and lets you off with a night shift outside a laundry in Montgomery. Oh, friend, I think of you running a brush across some senator's pajamas, then of the slide kicking into the light. It's somewhere in the Congo, circa 1959. The ladies click their dentures into smiles. King hasn't marched yet. We've just stumbled in out of the sunshine. It's that instant when we're blind and passing through the beam. The feast of ants is painted on your back. It's like all the past now. It's black and white.